Blog Talk Radio.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Insight into Healing, and Happy New Year. 2019 is going to be such an amazing year. Thank you to all my listeners for tuning in again. My name is Alexa Servodidio, and I am your host. And Insight into Healing airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. If you have any questions, show ideas, or you'd like to be a guest, please send us an email at insightintohealing@gmail.com. Also, all my shows and episodes are archived at blogtalkradio.com/AlexaS29 to be downloaded at any time at no cost. Well, I wanted to start 2019 on such a healthy note. Tonight on the line, I have Lisa Marie Falcone. She is a certified transformational nutrition coach and founder of The Hungry Hippie, a vegan meal delivery service. She spent years teaching herself the ins and outs of vegan cooking and went from the girl who couldn't boil water to a vegan chef. Her mission is to get more people eating plants and inspire them to live a healthier life. The Hungry Hippie offers meal delivery all over New Jersey and parts of New York City. Lisa, welcome to Insight into Healing. I'm so excited to have you on this evening.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
You know, and I think it's so incredible to start 2019 with you on the show because so many times, as we all know, the New Year's comes, everybody makes their resolutions to lose weight, to be healthier, but a lot of people don't know exactly what that is. It's such a general statement, and I really wanted to bring you on to the show to help my listeners have some sort of guideline and plan on how they can get to this solution. Tell us, how did this begin for you with the Hungry Hippie?
Well, my food journey started a long time ago. When I was 10, I decided that I wanted to be vegetarian. And at that point in time, that diet and that lifestyle was really not popular. So we had no idea what we were doing. And I really just relied so heavily on boxes of pasta and frozen soy dinners and things like that to get me through. And as a result, I struggled with lots of health issues. So I had really, really bad acne, like debilitating acne, where dermatologists would actually tell me that they couldn't help me anymore, and I'd end up leaving their offices crying. I also had lots of digestive issues. And it wasn't until I was in my early 20s when I started seeing a nutritionist that she really showed me how food was playing such an important role in that, and that I can really change all of those things just by changing my diet. And because of that, I started listening to more podcasts on health and nutrition, and I found I couldn't get enough of it. And so I enrolled in the Institute of Transformational Nutrition. And from there, I just kind of wanted to help people to overcome the same issues that I dealt with. And at an event for my coaching business, a friend's mom asked me if I could meal plan for her. And it wasn't a surprise. Everyone would kind of ask me what I was eating and want me to cook for them. And I never took them serious because, like you read in my bio, I was the girl that couldn't boil water. So to have people want me to cook for them seemed so extreme. But since she was someone really close to me, I decided that I would do it for her. And she was just really impressed with all the food and loved everything. And so she started recommending people. And I realized that I was helping people who normally wouldn't be eating this amount of vegetables to get them into their diet every day. And everyone started writing back about how it was really life-changing for them. And so I decided that this would be my main focus.
And I think it's important because so many times people don't know where to start. They said, okay, I'm going to start just, you know, not having any meat, and then they go to the pastas or the heavy carbs, and then don't realize that's not the healthiest way to go either. And I think food, diet is so important because it does affect your mood. It does affect everything, your thoughts, how you function during the day. And I think people have to figure out, because each person is so different, each case, it's finding what works for you and for your body type. But also I think what's just so incredible with your program is that you offer them the meal prepping, which I think is so important, because so many times, where do people begin? And especially if you don't know how to cook, you don't really know how to prepare foods, that's not your thing, to look at saying, oh, wow, now I have to make my own menu and make my own food, it could be very discouraging at times.
Yeah, 100%. And like you said, like, everyone is different. So with what I do, I always talk to my, like, 90% of my meal plan clients are not even vegan. They just want to eat healthier. And that's kind of what we're doing. And, you know, in my food, I don't cook with any refined sugars or vegetable oils or gluten. And those are things that are highly inflammatory. And so there's always the option to add in the meat to the meal plans and stuff, but it's just having that really healthy base that you can just build upon that kind of is making the difference for everybody.
So that's an important point. Your program, you don't have to be vegan to order from Hungry Hippie to have your meal plan prep. It can be all different types, but this is really a way for on a vegetable, plant-based food lifestyle that you're promoting.
Yeah, it goes back to that whole food diet, and that's really what my mission is. And whether or not you order from Hungry Hippie or not, it's just getting that message out there that eating healthy does not mean sacrificing flavor or variety. You know, my dad, who does not eat this way or eat vegan by any means, he is constantly impressed with how many ways you can prepare broccoli. So I think that that's even the bigger mission here with the Hungry Hippie, is that I want people to understand that eating this way doesn't have to be boring.
Yes, yes. And, you know, for many, many years, I've always had, you know, issues with my stomach and digestion. And many, many years ago, there really wasn't a plan. There was the Atkins diet. There was cut out all carbs. You know, yes, that can be great, but it also has been proven medically can have some medical health issues, and you have to make sure you're getting all the nutrients. So I'm really excited to find out more about what you do, because I think people don't realize what's going on in your stomach, in your gut, with bacteria, good bacteria, bad bacteria, all those different things, really is an impact on your mood, your thoughts, your feelings, and also on how healthy you can be.
Yeah, so what I find really interesting is the gut-brain axis. So basically, there's been a lot of research where the gut was called the second brain, and then even more recent, they're actually calling it your first brain. So the gut is basically what is formed first when you're in the womb, and 70% of our immune system is actually in the gut. And so the gut is really important for our overall health and mental well-being. And tons and tons of research that is linking inflammation in the gut and not enough variety of our diseases and disorders that are linked to depression and other things like that. So it's really, really important to focus on that well-being of our gut microbiome and that gut-brain access to make sure that overall we're healthy.
Yes, and I hear so many times in my office, many of my clients are having those stomach concerns, everything, you know, from irritable bowel to, you know, gluten-free, celiac. They have all these different issues going on with their stomach and not really realizing it is what they're eating. And they believe, you know, I do have to have heavy carbs. I do have to have this to, you know, digest medication. But vegetables can be hearty, too, for them to be able to digest their meds, to have them feel like they're full and have a meal.
Yeah, and there's also tons of gluten-free grains out there, like quinoa, and rice is naturally gluten-free. So And those are not processed and refined carbohydrates. Like when, if you're looking for something healthier, but more filling and more substantial, potato or a yellow potato, those are really great carbohydrates, but they're complex carbohydrates. They're not simple carbohydrates. So one, they'll take a little bit longer to digest, but they also won't have those same inflammatory responses that a box of pasta might have on the body. And I think the goal would be for clients that are struggling with that is to reduce the inflammation, because you want to reduce that gut permeability and that leaky gut. So eating processed and refined carbohydrates like pastas and things like that, that would all contribute to leaky gut. And I'm not sure how familiar, but leaky gut is basically just when there's little holes in your intestines that things that normally shouldn't be floating around in your body, they get released out of your intestines. So things that you should be digesting and eliminating, and that causes inflammation. And so that could create some neurological and psychiatric disorders as well.
What would you say, how would someone know, okay, the food I'm eating is really not agreeing with me in my gut, but also in my mood and how am I daily functioning? Do you see clients coming to you, customers coming to you saying, you know, what are some really regular problems or difficulties that people come to you with?
Yeah, so a lot of times people aren't even aware of the issues that they're having. So the first thing that I do with clients is something called a food, mood, and poop journal. So, you know, when you're working with someone, you have to be really comfortable talking about all of the things, including poop. So that is that's a huge, huge indicator of what's going on in the body. And that's like one of the number one things that I would say to look at. And so a food, mood, and poop journal is basically just tracking what you're eating and paying attention to how you're feeling. So you would look at whether you felt stressed, whether you were tired, whether you felt sad, or whether you had a lot of energy and you felt happy, how many times a day you're going to the bathroom, the type of elimination that you are having, if it's solid, if it's loose, if it's really hard to pass, if you don't feel like you're having a full elimination, those are all things that you would want to take a look at. And at first, it might be a little bit more challenging, but you will get used to it and you'll get more comfortable with it. Physical symptoms would be headaches. A lot of my clients don't even realize that they're having headaches until they start paying attention to these symptoms. Bloating and gas, like those are not normal things. Like I used to live with those things and I thought that everyone had those problems. When you're in an office and you're nervous after eating lunch because you might be really smelly, like those are not things that you need to live with. And so I want everyone to understand that if you are experiencing that, those are not symptoms that you should be having every day. So it's really important to look at what you're eating, how it's prepared, and how you're feeling and things like that.
I mean, I just love this journaling that you're saying, the food, mood, and poop journal, because I really encourage my clients to journal all the time. And it doesn't have to be long essays or anything like that, but to really get in touch with and identify what they're feeling, what they're thinking, what a daily day looks like mood-wise, food-wise, you know, how much activity, how much motivation do you have? And I think also, you know, people get embarrassed and they don't want to talk about going to the bathroom. But I think that's also a very big red flag. If you're eating something and within like the half hour to an hour, you're sick to your stomach, that's not a good meal.
Right. Yeah. Or even the opposite. Like even if some people don't even realize that they're not going, that's huge. And that's where also is a red flag for me, because if you're not eliminating that way, you're either getting a buildup of toxins in your body or you're going to start eliminating in other ways. So if you're experiencing really bad acne like I was, one of the things to look at is your elimination. And so if you're not going regularly, you're going to start seeing it in other ways. And so that's a huge red flag. I mean, no one wants to talk about poop, but I think it's like one of the things that we should be looking at first.
Yes, yes. And I'm also wondering, while thinking about all of this conversation, is acid reflux Indigestion, where does that all fit in? Because so many people just live with it, like, oh, I'll just, you know, take a Tums or pop a little, you know, over-the-counter pill and I can eat whatever I want. How dangerous is that for the whole gut,
yeah.
I would think?
Yeah, so, I mean, anytime we're taking a medication, it's really, really important to be repopulating our gut bacteria. And so whether that looks like a daily probiotic, which is something that I really am a supporter of, and I think finding the right probiotic and a high-quality probiotic is really key. Even if you're not on medication, just, you know, the way our food system is today and kind of how we're destroying the soil and how we're not getting all of the nutrients that we need, I think a probiotic is key for overall health and well-being. But that's something. But there's also foods that we could be taking and eating. So probiotics and prebiotics are really important. So we could start with prebiotics, and that is plantains, and I don't think that we're getting enough of them. So prebiotics basically are food for the probiotic. And so in order to have a healthy microbiome, you need to have that food for them. So lots of probiotics now on the market come with prebiotics in them. So that's something to look at. And then probiotic-rich foods are anything fermented. So sauerkraut, tempeh, kombucha, things like that. Those are really great probiotics that you could be including in your diet every day. In terms of indigestion and acid reflux, indigestion could probably be solved just with a simple shift in diet. And so I think that if you're journaling food, mood, and poop, you'll end up being able to find corresponding foods that would actually trigger that indigestion. Acid reflux is actually the opposite of what we think it is. It doesn't mean that there's too much acid in the stomach. It means that our acid levels are low and it's not closing the flap that needs to be closing in our throat to keep the acid in our stomach. So eating more acidic foods and apple cider vinegars and lemon waters and things like that, that could potentially help with the acid reflux. But having a well-balanced diet should be able to reduce these symptoms.
Wow. I just learned so much. I'm sitting here listening to everything about acid reflux. I never knew that. I would think it was too much acid. That's really some incredible information.
Yeah.
What would
yeah.
you recommend? And we know each person is different, so this isn't,
yes.
you know, a diet. But what would you recommend if people could do one important thing, one adjustment in their eating habits, something to add, something to eliminate, a vegetable? What would you recommend?
Ooh, this is a good one. I think a probiotic is something that I'm really all for that. And that's second to whether or not they're having enough water in their diet. And I think water is key. Like, you need to be drinking enough water. So saying that that person is doing that, I think probiotic, because as we just like talked about, that gut bacteria and having a diverse microbiome is key to so much. It's whether or not you're going to the bathroom regularly, it could play an important role in your mood and whether you're feeling depressed or you're not feeling depressed. So, you know, it really is so important to take care of that. And I think that once you feel okay in that aspect, it might be easier to integrate some smaller changes.
And how would someone find what the right probiotic? Because I know I've heard that so many times, and sometimes you see what's on television or you take this. How would someone come to you so you could help them? Because I think it's not just going out there and picking something up. It sounds
yeah.
like it has to be designed to your lifestyle and your symptoms and how you're feeling.
There's a few brands that I stand behind that I tried and that I really love. There's a brand right now that I take, and it's called Seed. They do a male probiotic and a female probiotic, so they're not together because our bodies are built differently. And I just feel like they have such a wide spectrum of probiotics in their capsules. And they also are very upfront with where they're getting their probiotics from and how they're creating these capsules. But for me, the main thing would be to check and see what else is in that probiotic and to see if there's any fillers that they're using. You know, I don't recommend going to a drugstore and just pulling something off of the shelf. I do think that an investment in a probiotic is worth it. So if it does have a higher price point. I don't think that you should shy away from that since it is really important. But just looking at the variety of strains, so to make sure that there are more than one strain in there, you do want a diverse probiotic, and just checking to see what fillers they have. I think those are the two most important things.
Yes, I mean, probiotics is becoming more and more, you know, spoken about. Just a thought came to me is my dog has been on heavy medication and he's finally weaned off of it. And in order to keep his stomach healthy, his vet told me, let's find him a probiotic. And who knew that dogs and animals, probiotics would be healthy for them? So there's really something here about what that probiotic is and what it's doing for each individual.
Oh, yeah. And dogs have, like, such a diverse microbiome because they're in the dirt. You know, they're eating the grass and things like that. So they have a richer probiotic, a richer gut microbiome, sorry. But, yeah, it's so important. But in addition to that, you know, you are seeing it in so many other places. And so when you pick up yogurt will say that there's X amount of X billions of probiotics in this. And so a lot of times we need to be careful that we're not getting kind of schemed into that marketing thing, and we really need to be mindful. So probiotics in that yogurt might be 1 billion, but they might not be stable. So it is really important to find a high quality one, because it's becoming sort of a buzzword because everyone has been catching on to this. So it's just really important to not get wrapped up into that marketing scheme of it.
Yes, definitely. And I know many of my listeners are very interested in how would they get started with you? What could they, you know, what should they expect, especially if they're saying, I just think I should eat healthier, I'm not feeling that great. You know, what would a meal plan look like? Where do I begin? Because sometimes it can become very overwhelming in cost. And is this, I mean, I work every day. How do I fit this into my schedule? What is your program all about?
Yeah, so for the Hungry Hippie, our menu changes every week. We have two breakfasts, a soup, five mains, and a snack because privation on the plan. And so if you're going to be ordering pre-made meals, that's delivered to you in one shot, and they're all single serve. So there's really no I'm too busy. Like, we've kind of taken that out of it where it's grab and go lifestyle. There's, you know, really only those options, so you can decide whether or not you want to go forward with the full plan or if you want to try a meal here or there. But it's really designed to be diverse. So there's no overlapping of dish flavors. We really tried to create a lot of different flavor profiles within the menu. But yeah, so it would just look like kind of signing up and grabbing and going and eating and you know, and just enjoying.
Yes. And what would a one day look like in a meal, an average meal plan, if someone were to order it for a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks? What types of foods? What would they imagine?
Yeah, so for this week, upcoming week that we're working on now, we're doing paleo vegan bagels. And so it's gluten-free, and they're made with cassava flour, which is a higher carbohydrate flour, but it also is rich in vitamins, minerals, prebiotics, so it's really a healthy flour. So we're doing bagels with carrot lox and vegan cream cheese, which is also made. For lunch, we're doing, can I think of what my lunches were? I'm blanking on my lunches for some reason. So our soup is broccoli cheddar, so you always have that option too. And then we're doing ramen vegetable stir fry. So the ramen noodles are not, again, gluten noodles. They're buckwheat noodles, which are naturally gluten-free. And you get tons of veggies in there, so it'll be mostly vegetables. And then the snack is a raw carrot cake. And our desserts are always sweetened naturally, so either with dates or maple syrup. We don't use any refined sugars or things like that.
Wow. I mean, this is really impressive because I'm thinking so many times when I see clients and talking about eating healthy, they're saying, I'm not just going to eat celery sticks all day. I'm going to be starving. But to think that they can have gluten-free bagels, and I mean, your food sounds better than what you could get at the restaurants and your local deli. It really sounds so gourmet and so different in taste than just a regular bagel you'd pick up with, you know, onion cream cheese at your deli. I think it sounds like such a variety, but also very satisfying for people that are eating it. They will feel like they ate a meal.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm an eater. Like, I love to eat. And so this had to have worked for me and my lifestyle. And it's also things that I wish I can go to the store and pick up. And it's something that's lacking. So I just saw that need of, I don't want to go and get a salad and just have some greens and tomatoes and onion. I want to have a salad with a ton of vegetables and a really interesting salad dressing that really appeals to me. Or even if I'm going to a vegan restaurant, I don't want to get like a fake hot dog. Like, I want real food. And so I kind of looked at that need, and every week we create these menus that are things that, you know, your friend who eats meat is probably going to be jealous of, or it's something similar to what they're eating, but just plant-based and whole food and real food.
Yes. I mean, you just read my mind as you were speaking about the salad. I was like, me too. I just don't want a salad with tomato and onion.
Yeah.
I want something with an interesting dressing and, you know, something to be excited about, because I love vegetables.
Right.
I love having a salad. But sometimes you're like, okay, I want to spice it up a little bit. I want something a little different. Your menu sounds, it's so exciting. It's things, you know, people couldn't even think of putting together.
Yeah, that's like, you know, that's what I love hearing back from my clients too. Like, last week we did buffalo cauliflower wings with a ranch dressing and like a cabbage slaw, and everyone was just like, whoa, I haven't had hot wings in so long, and it was just so nice to have them. Or when she's telling me her son is asking for hot wings from Domino's, and then he's actually eating my cauliflower hot wings instead, and like being satisfied with that. Like, those are the kinds of things that are really exciting and makes me want to think of more ways to get the not so great options into be healthy, like whole food options that are actually vegetable based.
Absolutely. Right now you're doing meal delivery all over New Jersey and New York City. Are you looking to expand? Because my show is an international base. So I'm just feeling that you're going to be getting a lot of phone calls of people from all over having these deliveries, because this really is amazing. Is it affordable? What would you say for someone who's, you know, not making too much money, but they're getting by? Is this something you think they could do?
Yeah, I mean, I can be upfront with the pricing. I think so. It's like, I was going to Whole Foods for myself and spending over $100 a week and throwing out so much food before I was meal planning. So if for a meal plan customer to do lunch and dinners for 5 days, which includes snack and soup, it's $140. And everything, like I said, we don't use any vegetable oil, so we're using really high quality avocado and coconut and olive oil. Everything, most of what we're using is organic, so we're about 95% organic now with the produce and all the ingredients that we're using. And I really, really am conscious of making the best choices. So what's the best choice for the person eating the food and for the environment? So I think that $140 is for the quality of food and the amount of food that you're getting. I think it's totally affordable. And, you know, and the feedback that I've been getting also is the same.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I'm definitely going to be giving you a call. How can my listeners contact you and follow you and find out more about what you do? Because we're just about at the end of the show.
Yeah. So you can find me. I have a website. It's hungryhippieeats.com. And you can find me on social media. I'm most active on Instagram, and that's hungryhippieeats on Instagram as well. And then you can sign up for an email list, or you can shoot me an email or a message on any of those platforms.
Wonderful. Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I'm definitely going to have you on again, and I know I'm going to have many, many questions and feedback about what you do. It's just so incredible, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much. It was so much fun. I loved it.
Great. Thank you. And everyone, thank you so much for tuning in this evening, and have a very happy new year. And 2019 is going to be so amazing, and I cannot wait to hear from more of my listeners. Please send any questions to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Everybody, have a good night, and God bless.